So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you're not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under the obligation of the law. That was Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And really, it's just a simple thought I wanted to share with you, which is being led by the Holy Spirit is an intentional act. It is deliberate. When you are being directed by the Holy Spirit, it isn't that you just put the Holy Spirit on some type of autopilot and he just starts doing everything and you just start letting him lead. It doesn't work that way. God is always interested in our surrender. So to be guided by the Holy Spirit is you intentionally and deliberately in the moment choosing to surrender and say, I am operating in my flesh and my mind. Freudianism calls it the id. Other psychologists will call it the child, whatever the world may want to call it. The scripture says it is our flesh. It is our sinful nature. It's our carnal nature. It's our immediate trigger response to temptation, to offenses, to money, to desires, to whatever it may be, to our emotions. We have to choose in that moment and say, no, I want to be directed by the Holy Spirit. Because if I allow myself to continue with how I'm feeling and thinking or not feeling, it will lead to sin and destruction. And so the scripture here is saying, let the Holy Spirit guide your life. Because if you don't stop and put the brakes on your flesh and say, no, Holy Spirit, you take the wheel. My flesh is in charge right now. I need that to stop. I need you to take the lead, Holy Spirit. If you don't do that, then you, as it says in verse 16, you'll be doing what your sinful nature craves. You'll be exacting. You'll be carrying out the exact thoughts and deeds of your mind. That your flesh wants you to do evil. It says in verse 17, and I'm not going to walk through every verse. I'm reading it in the New Living Translation, but I encourage you to just read Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, because this reality of our flesh is real. I have to battle it every single day. And sometimes I fail and I carry out exactly what my sinful mind is saying. And that's when I come to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Now let's do it again. Help me to take that moment of surrender and allow you to come in and sit in the front seat. But that's just the encouragement for today is if you want to be led by the Holy Spirit, you must be intentional about asking for the Holy Ghost to take the control in your life. If that means being quiet or walking away or leaving a situation, running away from a situation so you can wait for God to allow the Holy Spirit to fill you up and for you to make the right choices, then do that. But you've got to stop in the moment and be deliberate and be intentional. Lord, I just pray that anyone listening, God, will be encouraged, Lord, to allow you to take the reins in their life. They know that they need you, Lord, to take over. I need you, God, to take over and take control all throughout my day. Lord, help me, Lord, help all of us here to do that. So that Jesus will get all the glory, Father. In his name, amen.